So I'm all really all over the place lately, but then I thought about that. I thought to myself, what all over the place? I'm really just basically no place, which is where we really are, if you think about it, because everything is just moving around. And like one moment you're doing one thing, and the next moment everything has changed. So I've been working on this idea, I guess. I post over at Instagram, and then I post here. Sometimes I post on Facebook. Sometimes those posts just get automatically posted elsewhere. But like a lot of times, just things pop up in my mind, or I finish something and I post wherever it's convenient. And so it gets kind of confusing, I know. But this one, I had posted it when I first kind of just took one of the log cabin blocks and pinned it over something that was already existing. And in this case, it's pinned over a frame of mind. I think I put a link here. But that itself is also pinned over another frame of mind. And that whole thing is pinned to this large, unfinished patchwork that's hanging on the wall, which kind of makes the wall into cloth. And that's really convenient. So I end up a lot of times just pinning one thing over another. And a lot of times that's just because I need the space, but at the same time, it creates a visual. And those things affect me a lot. So I put that block there just because I wanted to see it as a center of a frame of mind. And then I made a few more, and I thought, well, I would love to see this as a nine patch, using the log cabin block as the dark, focals. And it's interesting because it doesn't matter at this point whether or not it becomes anything. And that's becoming more and more comforting to me. And I think before I started to do classes or even sell my work, a lot of it was like this. I did make quilts and blankets, and with the targeted idea of making them into something, and mostly something that could be used. But in terms of visuals and ideas and the way my mind works, this is kind of enough for me a lot of times. I don't think that I'll do this as a piece, but I am learning a lot, and liking it a lot, and it's giving me a lot of different visuals to work with in my mind. And I think they get stored there, and how they come out and whether they ever become a thing. Well, if I wasn't talking about it here, probably you wouldn't be part of that, and maybe I would just make something along the way that was related to this, but you wouldn't really know that it was part of any of this kind of experience. Which kind of brings me back to how art is so much about experience, and how we're so focused on the thing, we very rarely know the truth of the story behind that. And maybe to some folks that's not important. Anyway, I made this second one here, this one here, and I called it Autumn Frost because the snowflake was kind of a warm color, and I thought, well, how can I use that? And I ended up with this, which doesn't really fit too well, and it's much bigger than the other ones. So I think I had enough to visualize a nine patch with the log cabin as the focal point, but then this one, I didn't really need to put it there. It was enough, so I just put it on some old cloth woven base. And now, gosh, now I have a whole other idea here. But that's basically how my day went. I broke two teeth last night. I think that I'm probably going to be taking some time off to deal with that.